He has, and it
Oh.
was a really hard to decide, you know, hard decision to take. So we chose
There
one.
were okay. Well, just say behind the scenes. All right, we have you know how we choose our songs, right? We have like this WhatsApp group where both of us are there, and whenever we have an idea of a song, we send it to this WhatsApp group, and then we collect our ideas. So for this one, we had like six or seven different songs from the same singer, and it was very difficult to choose the one that we will play. But eventually, we did choose. So we will listen to it now. We'll listen to it now, and we'll be back. There's a lot to talk about the singer, about the song, about the story behind the song. We're going all the way. Oh, sorry. Just make sure you're all muted. We are going all the way back to the early 70s. All right, early 70s. And I'm sure that many of you know and recognize the song, so feel free to move a little bit to sing. It's all good. Just make sure you're muted when you do it. And we'll be back here right after the song. So we hope you're going to enjoy it. It's not a long song. Enjoy this one. One second. I need to put them. Let's do this. All right. Oh, we don't hear anything. Do you hear anything, something? No, we don't hear as well. Let's do that again. Every time there's supposed to be something. See how it is? Let's do that again. Yeah, that was all right. So here we are with the song. Here we are.
אצלנו בקזבלנקה הם נותנים כבוד לבן אדם, אפילו אם הוא לא בן אדם. בקסבה בחצי היום כשהשוק פתוח, הייתי ככה סתם הולך והחזה מתוח. כולם אומרים איזה קנון עובר בסמטאות, עושים שלום מכל חלון. כל הכבוד לכולם, היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד. למי למי יש יותר כבוד, כולם היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד. למי למי, תמיד למי, יש יותר כבוד. וכשהקרב היה בוער והכיתה לא זזה, המפקד היה אומר, אתה ראשון יא קאזה! כולם ידעו שקזבלן ראשון תמיד לצעוד, ומאחור הם צעקו, כל הכבוד! כולם היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד, למי למי, יש יותר כבוד. כולם היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד, למי למי, תמיד למי, יש יותר כבוד. אצלי תהיה ישר בין הידיים, אך לא אפריע למחור שלא יתחיל לרעוד, כי זה אצלי פשוט פריצים, כי יש כבוד. כולם היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד, למי למי יש יותר כבוד. כולם היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד, למי למי תמיד למי יש יותר כבוד. אם מה שיכור לאיזה בר אני עוד לא מרגיע, אף פעם מן השעון ישר ג'בליה, אבל אחר כך הוא חוזר בקטן מאוד, וריב חסיד מאוד אומר, כל הכבוד לכולם, היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד, למי למי, יש יותר כבוד, כולם היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד, למי למי, תמיד למי, יש יותר כבוד, כולם היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד, למי למי, יש יותר כבוד, כולם היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד.
Ooh, wow, all right, so we're back. Kick it away. You wanna ask if anyone knows the song, maybe? Or the singer.
Terry.
So I thought Terry was into the lyrics a little bit. Could sing along, could sing along. So let's see. Yes, Ira, before we
Is
start,
it
yeah.
part of a movie? Is this the movie Casablanca?
Oh, we got a jackpot. Very good.
I think I saw it. Many, many years ago, it was made in the 70s. I think I saw it after that, but I have no—I can't remember what it was about. It is Casablanca.
Exactly.
It's from the show. It's a show, not a movie. After that,
this was this was the movie. Yes.
I want to ask you: does it bear any resemblance? I didn't see Godspell here in North America. Is it sort of like that?
I don't know what Godspell
is. Israeli West Side Story. Okay.
It was the Israeli West Side Story. That's how they. All right, Leah said the Israeli West Side Story. So it's very interesting. We'll talk about Casablanca.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. Also about Yehoram Gaon. Anyone? Okay, does he Ira recognize the song? Is he Leah recognize the song? Terry? Ruhama?
I also saw it. It was in the theaters in Toronto.
Here you go. It was in the theaters in Toronto.
But I'm not sure. I think they might have changed it to English for Toronto.
Yeah, I saw it at summer camp.
Translated.
Interesting. May I ask for what year, Tina, you're talking about?
The
70s. 70s. All right. I see how he's also a little bit. Okay. So let's share the screen so we can see a little bit of the lyrics and to talk a little bit about the story of it. So you're all right. Wait. Okay. So you're all right. Song is called Kol HaKavod. All the respect.
Yes, but I think that when you say Kol HaKavod in Hebrew, it's a different translation.
Yeah.
Is kiddo, you can say all the respect, you can say all done, well done,
shkoyach.
Ken, kiddo, it's not the same. There is no beautiful and correct translation.
You're right.
To Kol HaKavod.
You're right. So this is 1973. Again, the movie was released in 1973. The show was actually, or I would say the play was written and the music 1966. All right? That was when it started in Israel. Written by Dan Almagor, composed by Dovi Zeltzer, and performed by Yehoram Gaon. You have the lyrics over here. Of course, you will receive it afterwards. Let's see a little bit about those who wrote it. So this is Dan Almagor, born in 1935. He wrote the song. He wrote the lyrics, not only to this, but in general to the music in the play. Dovi Zeltzer, also born in 1931. Baruch Hashem, they're both still alive and healthy and still working, which is wonderful. And the play was written by Igal Mosinzon. Anyone knows a name from a book that Igal Mosinzon wrote and was also translated into English as an author? Anyone heard of Chasamba once? Not so much. Interesting. Okay, Chasamba was one of the most, I would say, popular kids' books in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and so on. So Igal Mosinzon passed
today.
Away. Yes, till today. It was also translated to many, many languages. So Igal Mosinzon was an author. He was also the screenwriter. He wrote the play. And this is Yehoram Gaon, born in 1939, over here, who sings the song. So we'll focus more on Yehoram Gaon, even though all of those characters here really deserve an episode themselves of this session. But we'll focus on Yehoram Gaon. So you want to talk a little bit, maybe?
Okay, so Yehoram Gaon, his family came from Sfarad.
Yeah, from Spain.
His father, he's a
Choker, Moshe David Gaon over here on the right. That's his father.
He explored Choker of the Ladino language.
You know what Ladino is? Anyone heard? Anyone speaks Ladino a little bit? That's the Spanish Hebrew, the Spanish Jewish, I would say.
Jewish.
It has some Hebrew inside also, but also Aramaic and a little bit. That's like Ashkenazi would have Yiddish, right? Then like the Sephardim will have Ladino, specifically the European Sephardim, the Spanish.
Not
the Moroccans, right?
From, yeah,
I think it's like the Spanish Jewry spoke Ladino. That was like their Jewish language. So he was, a researcher.
Gaon grew up in the neighborhood of Beit HaKerem in Jerusalem. And he started with
a career
of an actor. Here you can see on the left that he was a part of the band of Nachal, Leakat Nachal, in the army. He started as an actor and not as a singer, so we need to pay attention to that. Because after the army, he decided to do some stuff with his friends, so he wanted to open a band with his friends, so they did one.
Anyone heard of them? The Roosters? The Roosters, 1960, a very famous Israeli band. They played some songs together. You can find them. You can find them. You can see what they're doing here. Here, Leah said you heard about the Roosters. Wonderful. I'll show what you'd say, maybe. I should add that in the Nachal Choir, 1957, when he auditioned to join, when he was 18, he was supposed to join the army. The commander of the unit, of the choir, was Uri Zohar. You remember Uri Zohar from a different session we did here? He was this actor that became religious, observant, and there was a song, right, about the friend, Arik Einstein, and so on. So he was the commander. He told him, you better not sing, you better play. So he was joined as an actor, not as a singer, which is very interesting, because today he's also known as a singer.
Yeah. That's all. After that, he did another band with his friends. And you can see here also what I done with that. Arik Einstein on the left. We spoke about him already.
A lot, yeah.
In the middle, Benny Amdursky.
Which we also spoke about him. He was part, before that, Benny Amdursky, the guy in the middle, he was part of the Dudaim, which sang Erev Shel Shoshanim, if you remember, right? And Evening of Roses. He was also, so they were all together. You see, those the founders of
people,
of Israeli culture, in a sense. It's amazing because we're doing that for years. So like we already, we gained some characters, which is wonderful. So we can recognize some of them. So they also performed together in that sense. But you see, he was never like by himself. He always was like part of a choir, of a band. He didn't really sing by himself. He was more of an actor. We'll say that after 1963, he moved to the U.S., he wanted to learn to be an actor, a professional one. And he received a phone call in 66, 3 years later, by Igal Mossinson, who said, Yoram, I know you from the Nachal Choir. You're a great singer. You're a great actor. I want you to take the lead role of Kazablan in the new show play that I wrote, Kazablan. And that's what he did in 66. There was a show that was performed only in Israel. It was a huge success. It turned Yaron Gaon to be a huge, famous, popular actor, songer, singer, and so on, which was wonderful. And in 1973, they turned it into a movie, and then it became even more popular. And it was, as I heard Tina here saying, and Ira, it was popular as well outside of Israel. You see, this is the poster of Kazablan. Over here in English, right? The miracle film from the miracle country, Kazablan, the big new musical from Israel. You can see the original poster of the movie from 73, which is wonderful. Yehoram Gaon obviously played the leading role. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about Kazablan to those who didn't watch the movie or the show.
Yeah. So it's a beautiful story about Yafo and about Ashkenazim and Sfaradim,
yeah.
People that are Ashkenazim and Sfaradik, and how they live together. In Israel, at the beginning of Israel, some of you know that there is a different way how to look about Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, and how they made their aliyah and to where. So they live together next
in
to
Yafo,
each other
here.
In Shikun. How do you say
Shikun? It's a Shikun. Everyone heard of a Shikun in Yafo?
Shikun.
Right? Like a Shikun. I don't know if you have in English. It's some of those who lived once in Israel, they remember. Unfortunately, when Shikun?
Ech?
Neighborhood.
Like a neighborhood, but it's what? Like they were, it's not like they had an option where to live. When they came to Israel from Morocco or Iraq or so on, the North African Jews, for example, or the other Sephardim, then they were forced to live there. Like that's where the government said, you should go and live there, that's where you are. Those buildings are still there. So. Yeah, you're right. It's a neighborhood, but it's not like they could have chosen where to live, right? It's like, they said, you make Aliyah, go live there, we'll see you go afterwards to a different place. And those places were like hubs, like neighborhoods, small neighborhoods of like people from the same background in a sense. All right, and they were very separated from the other, I would say, Ashkenazi elite kind of people. And that's the background of the story.
Yes.
Of Yehoram Gaon. As, again, he is a Sephardic. He comes from a Sephardi background. And he plays this Moroccan that comes to the neighborhood and makes Aliyah. But he falls in love with this Ashkenazi girl. But the parents are not letting him marry her because he's Sephardic. And like maybe he's a little bit like not so educated in a sense and so on. So the story is wonderful. Go watch the movie. It's online for free. What was English subtitles. If you watched it before, watch it again. If you've never watched it, do it now. It's an Israeli masterpiece. The music.
I just want to say that now in Israel, they renew the show.
Right now in Habima, yeah.
In Habima, so if you have any chance in Israel soon, so go.
Don't miss it.
Yeah.
In Habima, in the Israeli National Theater. It's still playing now with a new cast. a modern cast. It's supposed to be amazing.
From the last 2 months, and I think I assume that it will be for a year at least.
So if you're in Israel very soon, write it down. Go to Abima in Tel Aviv. Watch it. It's wonderful. So it tells a lot about the relationship between the Sephardim and Ashkenazim in the first years of Israel. We'll touch it a little bit today.
And it's called Casablanca because...
Casablanca, because it came from Casablanca. Also, Priel's grandfather, yeah, right, came from Casablanca. So it's wonderful. You see that if in 1966, the tension between the Ashkenazi and Sephardi was something that turned to be a play, a movie on, then Baruch Hashem, years later, there's also couples that are married, that one of them is Ashkenazi, the other one is Sephardi, and Baruch Hashem, that's where we go to in that sense. So this is a little bit about Casablanca, and that turned Yoron Gaon into really very, very, very famous. But it wasn't the first or the last movie that he did. Yoron Gaon was actually one of
the busiest
actors in Israel history. He did, I want to say, hundreds of movies. This is nothing compared to what he really did.
And just movies and not all the TV shows.
Yeah, but not only movies, not talking about the TV shows that he did so much. And I'll tell you more than that. The first ones were in the 50s. And he's still playing. He's still filming now, this day's more films. He's like 86. 87, I think, and he's still playing. Sorry, 83. Thank you. Oh, so that's fine. So he's 83 years old. He's still playing. He's very active. He's still, which is amazing. So there's some films. Maybe you watch some of them because some of them are really Israeli masterpieces. Ani Yerushalmi, for example, over here on top left, because he was born in Yerushalayim, raised in Yerushalayim. He's the face of Yerushalayim. He's the face of Jerusalem. He made a movie about his life, his childhood in Yerushalayim, how it is to grow up in the holy city, and so on. Wonderful movie to watch. Other movie that I would recommend, Mivtza Yonatan, based on Antebe. If you watched it, other songs that are very famous that he sings there is Eretz Tzvi, if you know the song, for example.
We wanted
also to bring that. So he plays there Yoni Netanyahu about the story of the kidnapped airplane to Entebbe in the 1971 and all of this, which is wonderful, wonderful movies. You have to go and watch them. Also some children's movie he does. So this is like for 2015. Over here, it's a movie called Guyava for children. So he's still playing this, this Saba, right? The grandfather, the kid grandfather. So it's amazing how he invents himself over and over again. He's really part of Israeli shows. And I will just say, we that's another flyer from a movie. It's called Mivtza Hamania. That's him over here. I think it was released like 3 years ago, something like that. The actress on the left over here, her name is Sofit Grant.
Do you remember
the name Sofit Grant from somewhere?
Uh-huh.
Last week, she is the new wife of Shuli Rand. You remember? Yeah, exactly, Terry. Remembers from last week. And so everything is connected. Everything is connected. You see, this is wonderful. We told you that Shuli Rand's wife is famous. She's an actress and so on, TV host. So she played along with Yoron Gaon over here. You really need to watch those movies. Priel, that's yours.
My favorite TV show of Yoram Gaon is...
Not only Yoram Gaon, I think in general your favorite TV show.
Yes, but Yoram Gaon take part of. So it's Sabri Mahanan. I think that they had already 12
seasons.
More.
I don't like it, but
it's
Priel
really
likes
nice.
It.
It's really nice. Just to clean your mind. It's about family, Ashkenaz family and Sephardic families. If you can see, Yoram Gaon as usual.
He plays a Sephardi family.
Yeah. About a couple that he is Ashkenaz, Idan, and she is a Sephardi.
But look, I wear white, you wear black. Here, the Ashkenazi wear black, and the Sephardi wears, like, we're all the opposite here. Priel is Turjaman from home, not Rakovsky. She's Turjaman, she's Moroccan. Now you know. She's Moroccan. So again, Priel really loves. Oh, thank you. So Priel really, really loves this show. She recommends it.
It's really nice.
Not so much. You can find it online. You can see it and so on. So really, make sure if you want to try and watch it. He plays there. He's a wonderful actor, I have to say. And he's really, really, really talented.
I think 12 years or maybe 15 years, he's part of this TV show. So you can mention that he's really busy.
He's very busy. Still today.
Okay.
Now, another thing that Yoron Gaon did, which is very much recognizable too, is to continue his father's legacy. In a sense that his father was a researcher of Ladino, right? The Spanish-Jewish language. So Yoron Gaon took upon himself to revive those Ladino, I would say, melodies and songs that were lost when all the Spanish Jewry came to Israel, he decided to record, to collect what his dad did and to record it. So let's listen to a couple of seconds from one of the songs that he revived and recorded. It's in Ladino, it's not in Hebrew, so there's no translation, but I think it speaks for itself. So let's listen. It's a couple of seconds from Yoram Gaon singing one of the Ladino's songs. Take a look. So it's beautiful, it's wonderful, everything is on YouTube. Some of you maybe know the tune a little bit. It's in Ladino again. We, like Ashkenazi, I would say we, right? Because Priel, not, but we like have Yiddish. So we know Yiddish Mame and other songs in Yiddish, for example. So also the Spanish Jewry has their own legacy and their own music. And Yoram Gaon was like, he was the one that really revived it in Israel. And not for no reason, he also won in 2004, the Israel Prize, which is the most prestigious prize an Israeli can win, can achieve, and he got it in 2004 for his contribution to Israeli culture and music and as an actor and so on. And other things that he was honored by in Israel, for example, there's a street for his name in Haifa over here on the top of left, Street Yehoram Gaon in Haifa, and he also lit the Masoah, the torch, in 2000, and I think that was 17 or 18, in Har Herzl on Yom HaAtzmaut, which is very, it's an honor that only few people get for their achievement and so on. So this is for Yoram Gaon. It's very, there's a lot of things to say about him and about his legacy and about different songs. We can have an entire season with 100 songs only by Yoram Gaon. So really, we chose Kavod, because I think he really represents, and that's what turned him to be very famous. But afterwards, he has so many songs, right? Shalom Lach Eretz Nehederet, for example, maybe some of you know. We said Eretz Tzvi, Hineni Kan, for example, maybe some of you also know. Hineni Kan, I'm not going to sing, or other songs and so on. Just Google Yehoram Gaon. I promise you, you will know, you'll recognize half of the songs, if not even more, from different movies, different shows that he sang. We'll skip that. I just want to say, I want to mention, so at that last scene, and you'll see it again later on, the last scene from the movie, from that song of the movie, that's I took a picture, you see them dancing here on the top, on the roof of this building, and you can see Tel Aviv Yafo in 1973. All right, that's an aerial picture of Tel Aviv Yafo. Take a look. This is Yafo over here. Tel Aviv to your left, Tel Aviv Beach and so on. And here it's Kolbo Shalom or Migdal Shalom Meir. Maybe some of you know from Tel Aviv. It was the first, I would say, skyscraper to be built in Tel Aviv, over 100 floors. 1965 was the tallest in Asia when they opened it. I think in Israel, that's one of the things that Israel did. And just for us to see how Israel changed in those years, it's now 50 years now for the movie. So take a look over here. This is Tel Aviv from now. So you can see the same spot, same spot, same picture. I circled here Kolbo Shalom, the same building from here and from here. You can see how many buildings were built since then in Tel Aviv, and you can see how I think it says it all, right? Just a picture of how Tel Aviv changed in those 50 years now, which is an amazing. I don't think you can think of any other city that had this huge change in that sense. And it's really, really, really amazing to see it. And seeing that from the movie is amazing. Now, Priel, next time people are in Yafo.
Next time, after that you're going to Casablanca show in Abima in Tel Aviv, you have to visit Yafo. And just from a personal perspective, you have to go and to pass by this symbol.
That's the welcome sign.
Yes, Yafo Atika, because my mother did that. My mother, she is a ceramic artist, so you see the
Yafo Atika. That's
so my mother, it's from ceramics.
Ceramics, yeah.
So Go so, and take a picture.
And send this to us next time you're in Yafo. So you'll know that Rael's mom did the welcome sign to Yafo. That's in the old city, right? Not far from where this is taken, all right? From where the song is. So it's beautiful.
So you have to go and to take a
exactly.
picture.
Exactly. All right. So we'll re-listen now to the song. This is about Yoram Gaon, and this is about Casablanc. Let's see some of the questions that people ask. So we see that Corina sang the song of Ram Avinu. Wonderful, Terry. Thank you. So you recognize it. My parents were Holocaust survivors from Eastern Europe, says Leah, who were given a room to live in Yafo in 1949. Mm-hmm. Wow. So Leah was born in Yafo. Here you go. So that's one of the room and so on. So again, those shikunim. So you know it very, very well. So thank you for sharing it with us. We'll listen now again to the song of Kol HaKavod, Yoram Gaon. Again, look at Tel Aviv and Yafo. Look at the footage, all right, from the 70s. It's amazing to see it. And we'll be back if you want to schmooze, comment, questions, and so on. We will be back here right afterwards. So here we are with Yehoram Gaon, Kol HaKavod.